So this is King Pratiparudra. He's standing on the rooftop with his with Gopalacharya. I'm sorry, Gopinathacharya. And the devotees are just arriving into Puri, and they're chanting, and all of the major devotees of Lord Chaitanya are there, Dvaita, Nityananda, and all of the intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya. And he's watching the kirtan. I have never before seen such ecstatic love, nor heard the vibration of the holy name chanted in such a way, nor seen such dancing during kirtan. Purport. Because the temple of Lord Jagannath is situated at Jagannath Puri, many devotees from all parts of the world came to perform sankirtan in glorification of the Lord. Excuse me. All these devotees were certainly seen and heard by Maharaj Pratiparudra, but he herein admits that the kirtan performed by the associates of the Lord was unique. He had never before heard such sankirtan, nor seen such attractive features manifested by the devotees. The members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, now Prabhupada's talking to us, the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness should go to India during the birthday ceremony of Lord Chaitanya at Mayapur and perform sankirtan congregationally. This will attract the attention of the all important personalities in India. Just as the beauty, bodily luster, and sankirtan performance by the associates of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu attracted the attention of Maharaj Pratiparudra, the associates of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were unlimited during the Lord's presence on this planet. But anyone who is impure in life and devoted to the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to be understood as a Nitya Siddha associate of the Lord. Om Gyan Timirandasya Gina Jana Salakaya Chaksu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobistam Staptitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadatikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Srimakte Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Pastyatya Desatarine Vanchakalpa Turubhischa Kripa Sindhu Pebhacha Titanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namaho Nama Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaura Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we are Rupanugas, that is our title, followers of Srila Rupa Goswami. Whatever we do in the practice of Krishna consciousness is coming from the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to Srila Rupa Goswami. We are known as Rupanugas. So ultimately followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are called the Krishna conscious movement because Lord Chaitanya worshipped Krishna. But Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. But he's Chana avatar. He's hidden. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahyanya. The same Radharani and Krishna, who are the eternal divine personalities in existence, have now become one in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in order to approach Radha and Krishna in the mood of devotion, which is the mood of Vrindavan, one has to very carefully follow in the footsteps of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is our process. Therefore, we follow very carefully the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, given by Srila Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, and many of the other acharya, Lochan Das Thakur, Vrindavan Das Thakur, all teaching us the life, pastimes, and the qualities, characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So for us, it's important to imbibe these teachings as the essence of our spiritual practice. And of course, the essence of the practice is being mentioned here, Harinam Sankirtan, Golokira Premadana Harinam Sankirtan, Ratin Janmilo Kena Upai. King Prataparudra, he's amazed. He's a powerful king. He was so powerful that the Patan soldiers were conquering all around, but they could not conquer into his kingdom. Because he was a great devotee of the Lord, but also he came from a great lineage of great kings who were also very powerful. And he was able to keep off the Patan soldiers from taking over the area of Jagannath Puri and in areas of Orissa also. And now he's there. He wants to see what is the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. He wants to see them. So he's not on the ground, he's on the roof. He's looking from the rooftop. He gets a good view. He can see all of them. And they're chanting, Hare Haraya Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namaham, Yadavaya Madhavaya Kesavaya Namaham. Srila Prabhupada writes, he said, this is also the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. He said, it's none different. And he said, if you want to please Lord Chaitanya, we should also regularly include that bhajan as part of our kirtan programs. Hare Haraya Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya, Madhavaya, Kesavaya Namaha. Gopal Govindaram, Srimadu Sudan. Giridhari, Gopinath, Madan Mohan. And it goes on. Narottam Das Thakur. Deep. You should hear Srila Prabhupada sing this bhajan. When he sings this, it's like the whole spiritual world just opens up. He's singing it with such devotion, such absorption. It's so beautiful to hear Srila Prabhupada sing this bhajan. It's because it's the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but it's in the sense it is the glorification of the Lord and his devotees. Not only the Lord, but his devotees also. So the complete glorification of the Absolute Truth is included the glories of the devotees also. I was when in New Vrindavan back in the old days, Hare Krishna, the place of controversy. I won't go into that. And Srila Prabhupada came. This was in 1976 with many of his senior sannyasis. And at one point we gathered around Prabhupada in a different place outside the temple. And there was one hall. So one of our devotees led the kirtan, and it was the Guru Puja. And he sang the entire Guru Puja song very beautifully. But when he got to the end, he stopped. He didn't sing Nama Om, he didn't sing Hare Krishna. Prabhupada looked very concerned, and then he looked at his senior devotees. That was Pushtakrishna Maharaj at the time. And he gave him the signal, chant. So he picked up the mridanga and started chanting Hare Krishna. So later on, we were a little curious, well, why did Prabhupada continue with the kirtan? Why wasn't the Guru Puja song just in honor of Srila Prabhupada? That was what we were there for. But then we learned that the Mayavadis, they worship Guru, but not Krishna. And the Sahajiyas, they worship Krishna, but not Guru. At least they try to worship Krishna. That's what they call it. Something actually, some pretentious type of devotion which is mixed with their own sensuality. But it's not real devotion. But Prabhupada made that point that we have to worship the Lord and his devotees together. And it's not separate. And so that is the complete aspect of glorification of the Absolute Truth. So we also sing Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasini Gaudavaktivin. So we're worshiping the Lord, but also we're worshiping Srivas Thakur, who is actually Narada Muni, one of the best of all devotees. So we include in the devotees and the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and in other mantras, along with the chanting of Hare Krishna. So King Pratiparudra, he's amazed. He says, I've never seen anything like this. Such ecstatic love, such dancing, such vibrations. Can you imagine Lord Chaitanya's kirtans? Can't imagine. He would go on for hours and hours and hours. Devotees would be rolling on the ground, crying. Some of them would be so exhausted from chanting they couldn't move. These are the kind of kirtans we need. Get us back in shape, you know. Sometimes we go to Gold's Gym to work out. Don't forget about that. Just come to kirtan. When someone asks Srila Prabhupada, you know, it says that there is that verse from the Bhagavad Gita. What is it? Eating, sleeping, working, and recreation. What is that verse that one should regulate these things? Achyahara. Yukta hara viharasya yukta viswapnasya yukta bodha viswapnasya yoga bhavati dukaha. And someone asked Prabhupada, what is this recreation? Prabhupada said, dancing. Dancing, dance. This is the best recreation. And so, yeah, so everything is included in our worship. But we don't dance for recreation. We dance to glorify the Lord. And we dance to actually please the Lord and inspire devotees to get involved. Now this is our life, Harinam Sankirtan. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught it, and he practiced it, and he encouraged everyone to spread it everywhere and anywhere, this chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And Srila Prabhupada said, if we do this all around the world, the whole world will change. The whole world will change. He writes, and let's see, this is Madhya Leela. Do we have the one, the Madhya Leela volume, Madhya Leela chapter 3? Does anybody have that? You have the book, Madhya Leela chapter 3? I want to read something really interesting. This is all related to Harinam Sankirtan. This is when Lord Chaitanya was at the house of Advaitacharya. We don't, okay, we can read it from there. Verse number 203, chapter 3 of Madhya Leela. And Lord Chaitanya stayed at the house of Advaitacharya, and all day they glorified the Lord by speaking various pastimes of Krishna's Leelas in Vrindavan. And at night, they performed kirtan every night. Oh, boy, God, I have to learn how to work this thing. Can you put it up there? I'm not good at computers, so. Okay, yeah, okay, there you go. Here it says here, in this way, all the opulences of Advaitacharya, his faith, devotion, home, riches, and everything else, were successfully utilized in the worship of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purport, very short. Advaitacharya set an ideal example for all household devotees in his reception of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees, and in the execution of a daily festival at his home. If one has proper means and wealth, he should occasionally invite the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, who are engaged in preaching all over the world, and hold a festival at home simply by distributing prasadam and talking about Krishna during the day, and holding congregational chanting for at least 3 hours in the evening. This procedure must be adopted in all the centers of the Hare Krishna movement. Hare Krishna. Thus, there will be daily performance of Sankirtan Yajna and Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32. The daily performance of Sankirtan Yajna is recommended for this age. Yajnai Sankirtanai Prayai Yajantihi Sumedhasaham. One should worship Lord Chaitanya and his four associates, the Panchatana Tattva, by distributing prasadam and holding congregational chanting. Indeed, this yajna, or sacrifice, is most recommended in this age of Kali. In this age, other yajnas are not possible to perform, But this yoga can be performed everywhere and anywhere without difficulty. Prabhupada makes the point. He emphasizes so much. There was one time when Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, and he came in contact with this one bhajan group in Vrindavan, and they were really, that's all they would do with bhajans all the time. And they were singing so sweetly with so much devotion, also chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Prabhupada loved it so much. After it was over, he listened to them. They were there for many hours. Prabhupada said, all right, now that's all we do. Every day, the full day, kirtan, 24 hours a day, not 24 hours, but all day, and just chant. And the devotee said, Prabhupada, that's not Prabhupada. Practically, you know, we got so many other things to do. And then there was some discussion. Prabhupada said, all right, at least once a week. Once a week, just get together and chant the whole day. Just have kirtan. Aishishi Radha Gokula Nanda Ki Jai Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Gornitai Jai. So, Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalon Naste, Vanasti, Eva Gatir Anyata. So this chanting is powerful and it purifies the whole universe. I remember one time we were out on Sankirtan and it was New Year's Eve. So sometimes we go to different places and it's cold. But people are out and they're, you know, doing their thing, getting intoxicated. So devotees go out many times in different areas around the world, New Year's Eve, and we just try to connect with the partiers. Of course, we have our own party. And the devotees were chanting and dancing. So one time they filmed it, and then they played the film back. And it was two guys, and the film focused on these two persons who were just out, coming from the outside. And one guy was saying to his friend, you could hear it, what are they singing? The other guy said, I don't know, but it's really nice. So you can see, even though they don't even know the words, or sometimes they can't sound the words, they're getting the purification of the sound vibration of the chanting of the holy names. So wherever there's a chanting of the holy name, everything becomes auspicious. So my complaint is we don't do it enough. That's my complaint. So I don't know if there's a complaint box anywhere, but that's what I would usually say. I think we should do more Harinam Sankirtan. Devotees go out during the day. There was one devotee who became a devotee just recently because he just got out of the hospital from a car accident and he was just walking and he heard the Harinam Sankirtan. This was in the Soho area. And then just by hearing that, he just became so attracted. He ran towards the Harinam, joined the Harinam, and the devotees were passing out invitations along with the Harinam. He grabbed the invitations and started passing them out along with chanting. He became so inspired, and since then he's been coming to the temple. So yeah, this is just by going out and purifying the atmosphere, people come. And there's always that person. I think there was one story where here in London during the Rath Yatra many years ago, Kripamoya Prabhu was chanting and leading the kirtan, and one lady came from the side. She was just an onlooker, but then she ran towards the kirtan, and then she came right up to where the devotees were chanting. She said, what are you singing? I can't stop crying. What are you singing? What is that? I can't stop crying. And she was just crying and crying. So yeah, when we go out in Harinam, we not only do we benefit all the devotees, but you know, the whole atmosphere becomes purified. So this is the Yuga Dharma in this age, chanting of the holy names of the Lord. And of course, japa's there, kirtan's there, bhajans we also do. All of this is part of our way to preach and also to become purified really fast. And it says that if one chants just once, one name of Krishna, purely, just like we have the story of Ajamil, he was such a debauchee. He had given up all of his early training as a devotee, and he went as low as you could in a degraded area. He married a prostitute wife in order to keep her in luxury. He was cheating, lying, stealing, Prabhupada said kidnapping. And he lived his whole life just like that. But at the time of death, at that time he was 88 years old. And then he saw the agents of Yamaraj coming. They're real. Some people think, are they real? Oh, they're real. You don't want to see him. And don't worry, if you're chanting Hare Krishna, you won't have to see him. But they're around. I've heard, there was one devotee in our movement. His father was what they call macho. You know what a macho is? Tough guy. So, you know, he was a hunter, and his son was a devotee. So his son was always trying to get him to chant. Not interested. So at one point, death came along. And then he's dying, and he's calling to his wife, get my gun. They're coming. Get my gun. Get my gun. And his eyes are getting big, and all of a sudden, that was the end. So he was thinking he was going to shoot the Yamadutas, but... It's not possible. So, and there's devotees who have been in hospitals and people have been dying around, and they all of a sudden they're screaming at the time of death. They're seeing these horrible personalities come, and they're fierce. They have ropes, they have weapons, and they know their service to bring. That's the soul and the subtle body to Yamaraj for punishment. So Ajamil, he knew nothing but his son, but he happened to name his son Narayan. That's an interesting story. How did he name his son Narayan? It's not mentioned in the Bhagavatam. But one day, when he wasn't home, his wife got a knock on the door, and there was a sadhu there. She invited him in, and she offered some foodstuffs. And she was pregnant with the last child at the time. And he said, when this child is delivered, you should name him Narayan. She took it seriously, told her husband, they both agreed. And because of that, he had that son named Narayan. So that was Krishna's mercy. Because he had done some devotional life in his early part of his life, that was never lost. And therefore he got the mercy at the time of death. And he was able to remember. And Prabhupada explains that he said he was calling for his son. But he called in such a way that it was a call of desperation. It was a call of helplessness. And when he chanted the name of his son, Narayan, he remembered Narayan. Just by his own calling. And because of that, the Yamadutas were stopped, and Vishnudutas came and said to the Yamadutas, he belongs to us. And so his life was so sinful. Now here's the example of how powerful, and that's the Lord's name is Narayan. Narayan has 96% of the qualities of the Absolute Truth. Krishna is the Absolute Truth in full. So if you chant Krishna's name, we're chanting all the time, right? But we don't really know how powerful that name is. It's Krishna in sound. But if we chant in such a way as to call the Lord in a very, what we say, helpless. To chant means to chant in a stage of helplessness. We don't try to conquer the holy name. By our chanting, we let the holy name conquer us by calling out to the holy name with devotion and with feeling. And that is real chanting. When we chant like that, it's a whole different experience. Then Krishna, all of a sudden, is there in his holy name to lift the conditioned souls out of the mire of material, you know, confusion. So the holy name is very, very powerful. And Srila Prabhupada really emphasized that. I've been just reading this one book by the brother of Tamal Krishna Goswami. What's his name? Kalachanji, yeah. And the book is Kirtan Revolution. And it's all about the life of Iyengar. So at one point, Iyengar, you know, as it's describing him, he tried so hard to really establish continuous kirtan in the United States. And he couldn't get the support he needed. He tried in so many ways. He did, and he even built a van that was a moving temple. He did everything he could to inspire kirtan all around. But somehow, the focus wasn't so much on kirtan, it was on book distribution and fundraising. So he didn't get the support he wanted. So he decided, let me go to Vrindavan. So at some point he's in Vrindavan, and then he meets the same problem again. No support. He said, this temple is dead. There's no life here. This is Vrindavan. All they were doing was the regular kirtans during the day for the regular worship of the deities. But he wanted to establish 24-hour kirtan. So he tried really, really hard. And gradually some people came. Others fell away. It was going back and forth. It was difficult. And at one point there was one Babaji who was living in Vrindavan. And he came to Iyengar and he had tears in his eyes. He said, last night I had a dream. He said, in my dream, Srila Prabhupada appeared in my dream and he was crying. He says, where is my 24-hour kirtan? Why is that there's no 24-hour kirtan in my temple? And Prabhupada, as he describes it, Prabhupada was crying in the dream. And he was crying in the dream, watching Prabhupada in the dream crying. And then he came to Iyengar and telling him, and everybody was crying. It was such an emotional effect that Prabhupada really made that communication that, where's my 24-hour kirtan? He wanted it. And Vrindavan, of course, was specifically for that purpose, but Prabhupada wanted kirtan all our temples, all around the world, continuously, as we read from that verse, at 3 hours every night. But we should try to do as much kirtan as we can. Of course, London is a good kirtan place. I mean, devotees like kirtan here, but we need more. Because London is one of the most... When Prabhupada came, he was on this one talk show. And the moderator was kind of like this uppity guy who liked to challenge his guests. So one time he was firing questions at Prabhupada. So one time he said to Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, what's your concept of hell? Prabhupada said, London. He was stunned. He didn't know what to say after that. And then Prabhupada could realize, he really threw a thunderbolt. He said, it's always dark, rainy. But then he went on to say, somehow you made a civilization out of this small island. We have to give you credit for that. And the next day in the London Tribune, in the front pages, Swamiji calls London hell. With big bold letters in the front page. So it's not changed much. So, but at least by the presence of the devotees and the chanting of the holy name, we get some sunny days. It's all due to the mercy. He usually says that when you want to bring about auspiciousness and mercy, you chant and it rains. Rain is actually coming as the grace of the chanting of the holy name. But here, I think it's the other way. Maybe there's too much chanting. That's why it's raining so much. But also, the sun is actually needed in order for things to grow, especially people. That is, chanting of the holy name should be spread as much as we can. And this here we can see how King Pratibhuruja and the devotees are there, overwhelmed. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it says, if you want to worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is the essence of our worship, just perform kirtan. That's all. Just perform. Prabhupada said, you can just pick up your kartals, one or two people, and sing together. Even if you don't have any instruments, if you're at home, whatever, yeah, chant. Because this chanting is so effective in purifying the whole atmosphere and at the same time bringing happiness to the devotees. This is the essence of practice like that. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Kevalam, Kalona Steva Nasteva Gati Ranyata. Kaler Doshani De Rajan, Astieko, Mahagun, Kirtanai Vakrishnasya, Mukta Sangam Parambaja. This is a verse by Shukadev Goswami speaking to Maharaj Pariksit. He says, Kaler Dosha Nidhi. In this age of Kali, dosha means fault, nidhi means an ocean. In this age, there are so many faults. Even good people become subjected to the difficulties of this age simply because the age is so polluted by sinful activities, lying, cheating, nepotism, so many bad qualities in this age. Even good people become affected by that. But then it goes on to say, Kaler Doshani Deira Asti Echo. Echo means one. Asti Echo Mahagun. What is that goon? Goon means benefit, but doesn't say goon, it says mahagun. What is that great benefit? Kirtana eva krishnasya mukta sangam parambhajat. This kirtan is the supreme benefit in this age. Prabhupada says, when you're in kirtan, I'll tell one particular story. This is interesting. I told it last night in one group of, we did some kirtan last night. And there was two temple presidents. They didn't like each other. Welcome to ISKCON. Anyway, they weren't talking. They had some arguments, some disagreements, and now that it was just like a stalemate, we're not going to, you know, so. But there was a kirtan, so they both came to the kirtan. And one was standing on one side, and the other one was standing on the other, strategically making sure there was, you know, keep our distance. And then the kirtan started to go. And the kirtan was building the dancing. And then devotees started dancing in circles. And one very senior devotee, he knew the situation between these two kirtani, two temple presidents. So he started to dance. And he grabbed one of them. And he started dancing with him. But then as he was dancing, he strategically started to move towards the other one. And he was getting closer and closer. And as he got closer to the other one, the kirtan's still going on, he grabbed the other one. And then pretty soon the three of them were dancing together. And then he strategically left. And the two of them were dancing, embracing each other and dancing together. No more problems. Tadinam Sankirtan. Purifies the atmosphere. You see that when you're in kirtan, you look. Everybody looks so beautiful, right? When it's over, you think, "Oh, what happened?" the holy name just creates this panorama of happiness that everybody looks like a pure devotee. They are, but as Prabhupada says here in the purport, here he says, "What does he say?" The associates of Lord Chaitanya were unlimited during the presence on this planet. But anyone, he's referring to us, who was pure in life and understood in the mission of Lord Chaitanya, to be understood as a Nitya Siddha associate of the Lord. So one senior devotee said, Srila Prabhupada, I heard many of us who have come to join you, we were also associates of Lord Chaitanya. Prabhupada said, all of my devotees were associates of Lord Chaitanya. He said that very emphatically. So yeah, the Prabhupada could see. And he also made certain statements about certain persons who were actually associates of Lord Chaitanya directly. So this movement is not, it's Goloka Rupa, it's coming from the spiritual world. So Lord Chaitanya's plan is to purify the whole world. And he's doing it through the Sankirtan movement, chanting, dancing, book distribution, preaching. This is our life. If we dedicate our time, energy to this process, then Taktua Dehom Purna Janmane Naiti Mameti Sorjana, you'll guarantee to go back home, back to Godhead. It's a guarantee. We have so many other things in our society that we do, and they're all important. But if we neglect or sideline or minimize the importance of chanting, then we will not understand what this movement is about. Very powerful. And the chanting can go on anywhere and everywhere. Just like sometimes today people say, well, at least in America, where are you guys? You guys used to be out in the streets all the time. We don't see you anymore. Yeah, we need some money. But there's a nice story where one temple president, this was in Philadelphia, and it was time to pay the rent. We were renting the buildings in that time. This was in the early days. So the rent was due, was $250 the next day. And there was no money. All the money had been used. So the temple president thought, I'm just going to send everyone out on Sankirtan today. Harinam. This wasn't book distribution. This was Harinam. So they all went out. They kept the pujaris and the cooks back. And everybody went out. And then they were doing kirtan. At one point, there was one lady, one man, very nicely dressed, like suit, tie, very, you know, looked very pukka, came up and he handed the lady an envelope and he said, I want to give this to you. He gave it to her and he disappeared. Nobody saw him after that. They opened it up, $250, just enough for the rent. Do you believe in magic? And there's so many stories like that. Malati tells the story how her, Gurudas, and Shamasundar, they were also in San Francisco. This was even before that time, the very beginning. They had no money for the rent. And the rent was due the next day. So they were walking together along the streets thinking about how they're going to raise money. And Malati describes, all of a sudden they see $100 bills flying in the air. And all of a sudden they start picking up these. And there was nobody around, just bills flying in the air. So if we're dedicated to spreading Krishna consciousness, there's never, Krishna's always there. He's always making things happen. And so this movement is actually, to use a very simple word, magical. If we have faith and chant the holy names and preach to the non-devotees and to preach, keep the preaching, book distribution and Harinam going as our main focus, Prabhupada said the whole world will be become Vaikuntha. We have the power, we have the numbers, we have the resources, we just need to organize it more and more and more. And it's being done. It's like in India now, Krishna consciousness is taking off like wildfire. Temples are opening in India. People are joining every day in our, right? He's coming from Ujjain, right? I mean, I was there for a couple of weeks last year. Every day the temple was full of non-devotees. There's a whole group of people in Ujjain who come every night just to dance in the kirtan. They're outsiders. They got long hair. And they're just like, I mean, they look like, you know, tough guys, you know. But when the kirtan goes, they lead the dancing. And the devotees follow them, right? these guys are great. They roll on the ground. Of course, we don't really follow that so much. And they do all kinds of other things. But they actually dance really nice. They can get together as a whole group of them. Sometimes they all come as a group. Sometimes some of them come and it's like that. And then you don't see them the rest of the day. And then the next night, there they are again. They just come for the kirtan, that's all. So, yeah, and so there's... India is like really taking off in Krishna consciousness. So temples are opening. Books are going out like crazy. I mean, now we have 18 temples simply in Delhi alone. Most of them were managed by Gopal Krishna Maharaj. He was such a powerful acharya and preaching Krishna consciousness everywhere. And most of the 18 temples were under his auspiciousness. So yeah, so Krishna consciousness is spreading. We want to keep it going until the whole world is Krishna conscious. And that's Lord Chaitanya's plan. He's not going to stop. Okay, so we can speak a lot about this particular subject because it is the essence of all our devotional activities. Any comments, questions? Anything you want to add to it? Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for the wonderful class. I noticed that throughout Srila Prabhupada's books, there's many instructions. For example, here we can see chanting 3 hours a day or inviting devotees to house programs and doing those
Prabhupada
things.
Prabhupada said everything is important.
and reading all of these, I feel the desire, or we understand that Srila Prabhupada had a desire for ISKCON to work in a certain way, for us to follow all of these things, not just a few of these things. And
as an organization.
But as an organization.
And it's not that everybody does everything. That's not the point. The only thing everybody does is chant. We all do that. And take prasad. Those two things everybody does. But when it comes to services, then certain persons do certain services, others do others. And that this creates the complete, because there's a social environment that is also needs to be established where all activities are covered that is required for the society to develop and to also to proliferate. Yeah, so these things are important. But we should also emphasize what needs to be emphasized, and that is Harinam. So everything else also should go on like that. And chanting. Chanting in the temples, chanting outside of the temples, like that. Wherever there's the holy name, everything is wonderful. Mm-hmm. You won't have any problems. They all go away. Sometimes we're trying to solve problems. Just have kirtan. When the kirtan's over, the problem's solved. What was that problem? Oh, I forgot. Yeah, it doesn't matter. As soon as you do kirtan, when you're done, you think, what was that problem we had? It's gone. Yes, Prayojana? Mm-hmm. Microphone. Microphone, yeah.
Thank you. In the Shikshastakam prayers, it says, Chaito Darpana Marjanam Bhava Maha Devagni Nirvapanam Shreya Kalva Chandrika Vitaranam Vidya Vadivanam Nandam Buddhi Vadanam Prati Patam Punam Vitas Vadanam Sarvatma. Snapanam param vidyati.
Sri Jayate, Sri Krishna Sankirtana.
All glories. It destroys
everything is there.
Yeah. It's a wonderful thing. Talks about holy names, how they're so powerful. Even the holy names are so powerful.
Very powerful.
Yeah.
Even we're only getting a small glimpse of the holy name. If the holy name came in full force, you'd the material world would be finished. There'd be nothing left.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam is really one of the essential. Is it? Anandam means bliss, happiness. Vardhanam means ocean, and Buddhi means deep. There's a deep ocean, or unlimited ocean of transcendental happiness that comes by chanting the holy name.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We're just like, they call it the tip of the iceberg, just small. Even the happiness we experience, which is wonderful, is just, it's nothing. It's insignificant. I mean, Vakrishwar Pandit, one of Lord Chaitanya's associate, he danced for 72 hours straight. 72 hours straight. Lord Chaitanya said, Vakrishwar Pandit, you are like my wing, and if I had another wing like you, I could fly. And he was, 72 hours he danced straight. And devotees also, sometimes we get going. When you connect with the holy name, you lose consciousness of whatever is happening around you. It's just like, it just takes you. It says when you're in the kirtan, there's three people dancing and chanting. You, the Lord, and the holy name. All three are there. Holy name dances with you also. Yeah. So thank you, Prayojana. Yeah, that's the essence of Lord Chaitanya's teachings. Yeah. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. I just have one question about dancing. How does the dancing please the Lord? Does he like to see us dancing? He likes different dancing. What is it? He likes to see us happy? Or?
Yeah. When dancing is done together, that's very pleasing. It's nice when devotees dance together in lines or in some kind of in other words, when you dance together, it's like an offering to the Lord in a unified way. Because we're offering whatever we do as an offering to the Lord. So the chanting is a glorification and offering it to the Lord. The dancing is also. And when it's done in a unified way and very... Because you see, Lord Chaitanya, when he did kirtan, he had a lead singer and a lead dancer. There was always a lead dancer in all of Lord Chaitanya's kirtans. And that person would set the standard on how to dance, and then everyone would follow like that. So we have lead singers, and then we have volunteers who come as lead dancers sometimes. And sometimes there's no lead dancer, and everybody's just dancing. But either way, it's nice. But when it's done in a unified way, it's very, very pleasing. Like that. I don't, I'm just one of the biggest offenders. I just kind of get lost and then I forget about unification. But anyway, when I remember, then it's okay. Yeah, so we should dancing, yeah. Chanting, dancing, and what's that other one? The favorite one. It all goes together. There's one bhajan where Prabhupada says, the devotees will sing, and then when they sing, they feel happy, and then they dance. And he says, even if you don't feel like dancing, dance, and you will feel like dancing. That's another principle. Dancing actually becomes... motivated by dancing, even if you don't feel like. I mean, we don't have to, jump around like a monkey, but we can just, do a little the Swami step. That's really nice. If you do that, you start feeling the energy, and then you continue dancing. And Prabhupada said, singing, dancing. He said, when you get tired, he said, take a little prasadam and then go back to chanting and then dancing. You get a little tired, you take a little prasadam, not a feast, and then you dance, then you get some more inspiration and you go back and you sing and you dance, take a little prasadam. And this way, and then after some time, you're back to Godhead. Huh? Yeah, it's happening, but we stop. So I think it would be nice if all of our temples had 24-hour kirtan. I remember I was in New Vrindavan, and this was in 1973. And we got attacked by this motorcycle gang. And that's described by Vyasaki in his book, Radha-Damodar Vilas. He describes the whole situation. But that was devastating to the whole temple. And the deities got broken. Devotees were injured. One devotee lost his life. And right after that, we established what is called deity watch. We were staying in the temple 24 hours a day with rifles, guns. But there was also kirtan, because you can't stay awake sitting there with a rifle, you know. So there was devotees doing kirtan, and there was other devotees ready for the next attack. So, yeah. But we were doing kirtan, and so that was like 24 hours. I went on for many weeks like that. You know. Okay, so anything else before we end? Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Srimad Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.